It is time for a Go Cleanse Health Conversation. In fact, the Go Cleanse Health Conversation, not just another one, you know? They do these all the time for you guys, you sons of bitches. Answering all your questions, going deep on stuff. It's been really, really informative, not just for you guys. I learn every damn week from these guys. We have Scott and Peter, the guys behind Go Cleanse. Hi, guys.
Hello, Terry.
Hey, Terry.
Hello, Peter. How's that TikTok going?
Wonderful.
Okay, good.
Wonderful. All right.
I noticed I started following you on TikTok, although I've hardly ever opened it, but I noticed you followed me back. So I appreciate that. That's cool.
Okay. No worries.
All right. Let's start off with a little bit of a success story like we always do. This one says, hey there, thanks to my phone, I was reminded about this time last year in the form of photos. I was out of shape and I decided to do a 30-day plan. In those 30 days, I was able to get to my summer bod and my ideal weight. I remember getting to my goal in 18 days. I just kept going and kept feeling better and better, so I decided to let you know how things are going a year later. I've kept all of the weight off and then some. I have a whole new outlook on life and on health and what I'm capable of doing thanks to Go Cleanse, Teresa in Panama City Beach. There you go.
Way to go, Teresa. I mean, that's a year later, like we say, this is the beauty of our program. A year
yep.
later, I bet you she didn't work that hard at it and everything else once you get to your goal. But those initial results, what else in life isn't about results? And that's what she got. 18 days, that's incredible. And good for you, Teresa, staying on it. And yes, it'll always be that way with our products.
And that's just phenomenal and just proves, you know, people say all the time, you know, the stupid things that I see, especially on TikTok, and they say, oh, it's unhealthy to lose that weight that fast. I go, yeah, I'm agreeing with you on a goddamn diet. This is not a goddamn diet, you fools.
You fools, you stupid TikTok people.
Right.
but it's true. It's so weird. It's like I look at myself in the mirror and I'll go, yeah, I look pretty good, you know, for my age. I feel, that type of thing. And then I see a picture of myself from another time ago, and I'm going, who the frick is that tub of good?
No, exactly.
Oh, I hate it.
You know, back to being puffy and everything. Those are the ones that I, you know, 20 years ago, it's like, I was already puffy. Look at that face. It's round.
Yeah, no kidding.
So let me just put it in perspective, okay? I've been waiting for this like all day. So there's a brand new study that came out in the Journal of Internal Medicine. It goes to all the internists in North America, okay? And what I love, you know me, I'm a science geek, right? So in this study, which is about, you know, the big rage now you've heard about, Terry, is time-restricted eating, where you don't eat for 16 hours and you eat for 8, right? You've heard that over and over again, right?
Yep.
That's a big thing. Okay, this study just came out like 10 days ago. Listen to this. This is I'm almost laughing because of our results, but in the 12-week trial, in 12 weeks, the weight loss was 4.6 pounds.
It's just 3 months, Peter. It's just 3 months. Come on.
Oh, is that it? Okay, 3 months, whatever. I mean, seriously. And they're saying this is good. Here's the thing, guys. I'm now concluded, okay, after I've been, you know, interacting with lots and lots of people. We're so brainwashed about this whole thing. They're still holding on to this dog water about lowering calories as a way to lose weight. And I've talked about it before. It's the dumbest thing ever. Because if it was just based on calories, Terry, here's a new take. Let's say we agreed you do 1,500 calories a day, you're going to lose a lot of weight. Okay, well, by door number one, 1,500 calories is lean chicken, fish, vegetables, whatever. If it's only based on calories, behind door number two is 1,500 calories, 3 Snickers bars. Do you see how ludicrous the whole thing about calories is? And what's the Go Cleanse system based on? Nutritional density. It's not based on calories per se. But look at these studies. Oh, wait, let me go one more. New England Journal of Medicine, 12 months, Terry, 12 months. Lowering calories compared to time-restricted eating. 12 months on time-restricted eating, 12.6 pounds in a year and 16 pounds lowering calories. I mean, it's almost ludicrous that people are holding on and thinking that's okay, that's good. This is insane.
Yes. I mean, I am reminded every day when I drink the drink or I take a shake or something like that. about all the goodness I'm throwing in my body. Every single day I'm reminded of it. Yep. You know, it's like I'm getting all that stuff that Peter and Scott talk about and all the stuff you need, and it's all the best stuff you can get. It's just it's a real empowering feeling. It's really cool. So you were talking about this, and of course, when you talk about a certain subject, I try to scroll through and I see all these questions that people have sent us, which, by the way, you can email them to us. You can put them out on Facebook. Seems like you guys have no problem. You could call the line, which I don't know why people hardly do that anymore. And if they do, they're stupid. I don't even want to play them to you guys. Anyway, but it says right here, and it goes with what you were talking about. This is from Manny in Fort Worth, Texas. It says, I read where intermittent fasting is good for your heart health, memory, blood pressure, and resting heart rate. My question to you guys is why? Why is this working for
me? Okay, now I'm pissed off. Okay
good.
Now, here's what you have to do with
this. Not Manny's fault, Peter. Come on.
No. Manny's cool. But Manny, I'm going to give you the damn answer. So let's go back to the New England Journal of Medicine, which if you don't know, it's the top one or two medical journals in the entire world. So the same study where they lost 12.6 pounds in a year on intermittent fasting, okay? Here's what, deep in the report, here's what it said. Both time-restricted eating and daily caloric restriction diets led to the loss of lean muscle. Gary, the last time I checked, is your goddamn heart a muscle? Why in the hell would you be going on something where you lose lean muscle? That's your answer, my friend. It's total horse manure. Total horse manure. It's the worst thing you could ever do. Is not. Here's the problem. When we wake up in the morning, we're totally out of nutrients. While we're sleeping, we're using nutrients to what? To basically reformulate the interior of our body, to take out the dead cells. You wait, that's the worst thing you could ever do, is wait till noon to eat. These fools, well, okay, we'll do the damn thing for 12 months and lose 12.6 pounds. Scott, how many times do we have people lose 12 or 15 pounds in 4 days?
No, it's everywhere. But you know what else bothers me about the intermittent fasting? You see it everywhere. It's everywhere.
Doesn't work.
So you're not going to eat for 8, 10, 12, 14, whatever in a day.
16 hours. They don't have to eat for 16 hours. Yeah.
That's right. So what are you putting in your body after that? There's nothing to it. I mean, who knows what kind of shit you could be putting in there? Mm-hmm. I mean, the whole idea is the purest form of food on the planet that we know of, and that's our products. There's no doubt about that.
Okay.
Along with regular food, of course, and watching what you eat. But Jesus, it's insanity. And you just hear it everywhere. As soon as I say intermittent nutritional fasting, intermittent fasting, I've heard of that for years.
No. Yeah, but here's the point, Gary. As you well know, we had the esteemed, number one nutritional researcher in the world who conducted these three medical studies on the goat and what we do with goat cleanse. The people were not allowed to exercise, Terry, yet losing weight 12 times faster than any of these horse manure diet myths, they gained 6 to 9% lean muscle. Not lost lean muscle, gained it. I tell people all the time, honest to God, Terry, the main reason to do this is not to lose weight. We almost joke and say that's a throw-in. It's all these other medical conditions.
Yeah,
but contrast that losing lean muscle versus gaining lean muscle, which door are you choosing?
Absolutely. It's so weird knowing all this for as long as we have and seeing the success for as long as we've seen it. Yes. And then I always have to remind myself, there's people waking up every day going, oh, I got to do something. Mm-hmm. And that's why they're here. And it's weird that we keep beating it into the ground, but you have to. You just have to.
Well, and they're probably waking up that because they're bombarded radio, television, mm-hmm. podcasts. With all this bullshit out there, it's $80 billion a year that's spent on these diet programs, and not one of them have the results and the peer-reviewed studies that we do. None of them.
Correct. This is the only diet exercise program in the world with peer-reviewed human trials. But now it's going down this road. Let me go one step farther. Here's a big study in nutrients where they looked at low-carb, low-calorie diets. It's been a big rage. Watch your carbs. What did they say in the study? Exposure to low-calorie, low-carbohydrate diets is associated with reductions in muscle mass, Terry, and an increased risk of osteoporosis. What?
Well, let's remind everybody, Peter, that we all suffer from sarcopenia, which is you start losing lean muscle mass in your body about 25 years old, and you lose a percentage all the way up until, and why do most older folks in their 70s and 80s they don't have the muscle mass to support their frame. That's true, because you're always losing. Now we have a product that is gaining lean muscle mass.
Correct.
Is there anything better? There's nothing.
No.
Dr. Arcario, you know, it's well, you brought that up. Remember, there was a part, it was an interview you did with him, Peter. They studied the release results of the top 24 diets of 2024, right?
Mm-hmm.
For the year, the ones that, and the number one,
2023.
The Mediterranean diet, that's correct. It was number one. And there's a lot of excellent benefits from the program. And part of our program even has a little bit of the Mediterranean diet stuff in it as far as the eating goes. But here's what his conclusion was and what his team's conclusion was. They first of all wanted to put our program up against the bell cow, right? That was the Mediterranean diet. He said, this is the protein-based intermittent nutritional fasting program. He made this comparison. It's like an NBA team going against your local high school team as far as the results go. And
right. This
is medical proof that our plan is basically the NBA team, and the Mediterranean diet is the high school team. And the Mediterranean diet's a great thing. So what do you think of it?
Well, here's what I think. Again, just so happens I have another study right here in front of me in preventative medicine on the Mediterranean diet. Watch this, Terry. 8 months, 10.2 pounds in 8 months. I mean, it's just, it's like, is it laughable?
Oh,
is
God.
It just me?
Yeah, it's nuts.
Okay, let's stop doubting ourselves.
No. I love it. Like, it's funny because, like, when you were talking there, I'm going, you know what? I haven't taken my blood pressure in a while. My doctor said that, you know, 65% of 65-year-olds have high blood pressure, 90% of 90-year-olds, all this type of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And so I just checked mine.
And you don't?
126 over 80.
Oh, wow.
That's pretty good. I just checked it. I love that shit. Anyway, yes, I didn't mean to digress, but I'm going to go ahead and Scott, I'm going to kind of leave this one up to you. While Peter's a little fired up, do you want to keep
set
him
off?
Do you want to set him off totally, or do you want to wait for another podcast?
Well, you could always fire him up. I say we go for it. Fire him up.
All right. Here's a question from.
And remember, it's not the questioner's fault, Peter.
Yes.
The question.
And this person, he worded it correctly because I think he knows Peter will tear him a new one. It says here, Philip in Tallahassee says, Peter, what are your thoughts on Noom? I don't even know what that is.
Oh, my God. Are you out of your mind, you goddamn fools? All it is a piece of junk. It's a total, it's a mindset. A mindset's not going to remove 1 ounce from your goddamn body, you stupid sons of bitches. It's absolutely based on hot air, not one shred of medical evidence. None. Opinions don't mean a goddamn thing. That is total horse manure. Look, here's what you need to know. 80% of America's overweight, 50% are obese. Do you think any of these goddamn things work? Because they don't. There's your answer.
That was good. I want to check you. I want to check your blood pressure now.
Yeah. Happens a few times a day. The Noom thing, don't they I think they hype the coaching of it too, don't they, Peter?
It's just psychological. It's telling you to feel good and, you know, make a journal. It's all nonsense.
Oh, make a journal.
Make your list and, you know.
Peter, how's your journaling over your lifetime?
I'm not going to one of Peter's motivational speeches anytime soon. They're too science backed. I want to think that I got a little prayer in this or something.
Hey, all you need to know is this. When they come to you with this crap, say one question. Do you have a peer-reviewed human trial? And here's what you need to think about, Terry. If Noom was that good, they'd want a peer-reviewed human trial because they're irrefutable. There's nothing higher in medicine. None of these programs have peer-reviewed human trial studies. The human trial studies I'm stating were not done by them specifically. They were done by the medical journals, nothing to do with them. Because the problem when you submit to a peer-reviewed human trial, if what you submitted is basically a lie, they'll publish that too. That's why they're terrified. They'd never do a peer-reviewed human trial study.
Right. Yeah.
It's all just opinions.
One of the thing about the peer-reviewed process is that it's literally the stamp of approval by scientific experts. That's what a peer-reviewed study is.
Yes.
Here's here's the study, here's the information, here's what we concluded. What do you think of it? Stamp of approval. That's what the peer review.
And by the way, guess who has one? Go Cleanse. And not only that, if you want to go back and listen to these guys talk to Dr. How do you say his last name?
Arciero. Yeah,
if you want to go back and listen to that, they're right here. They're just go ahead and you subscribe to this podcast. So just go ahead and scroll back. There's two episodes, and they are so informative and so inspirational, and it just shows everything you want. So go back and listen to those. Share them with a friend who's a doubter. Just go, yeah, take this and shove that up your ass, your noom ass.
Noom ass.
At noon or what? I don't even know what it is. I just see that when you see stuff like that, do you guys just roll your eyes? I mean, does it?
No, I get pissed off.
Yeah.
I get pissed off.
Okay. Let's see here. Okay. This comes from Andrew in San Clemente, California. Beautiful part of the world. It says, absolutely. What foods can I eat to manage my diabetes or pre-diabetes?
Well, it's pretty simple. You just want to avoid simple carbohydrates. You can have complex carbohydrates. You don't have things like white rice or white bread. You know, those are the typical kinds of things. But did he say, is it type 2, Terry, or type 1?
It says diabetes or pre-diabetes, whatever that is.
Well, in the medical studies, remember, we're only talking about what's in the medical studies. The thing with diabetes, with medication, when you take the medication, it drops the blood sugar. But the downside is it increases insulin. When you increase insulin, you store fat in your body. In the medical studies, they shocked the diabetics in just 30 days, dropped their blood sugar numbers by 10 points, not 10%. But here was the big thing, never seen before ever. Their insulin went down 41% in 1 month. That's what he needs to know. No food combination has ever produced anything like that. And this is right in these medical, this isn't me making an opinion. This is absolutely right in the medical studies. As a matter of fact, I would say this, that the coaches tell people, if you're a diabetic, you've got to check your blood sugar at least 3 times a day. I've seen it so dramatic that sometimes in 4 days, they have to cut it in half. But I'll share another story with both of you. I don't think I've told you guys either this. We just had a woman, I think she's in Florida. She started on day one, her blood sugar was 430. She should be in a coma, to be quite honest with you. 11 days later, it was 129.
Damn. Incredible. 11 days later?
Yep. Now, she was still on medication, let's be clear. But the point is, it basically made the medication work so much better. But that's the most dramatic thing I've ever seen. I've never seen anything like that.
That's crazy.
Well, needs to say she had to cut her medication, her doctor, with the help of her doctor. We don't play doctor. We don't try and do that. So the doctor had to adjust the medication. I mean, that's unbelievable.
So
yeah, Peter, we don't play doctor at any of this, but over the last 17 years, I mean, how many people from their diabetes medication to their cholesterol to the high blood pressure medication, they thousands. Literally have to cut it in half within days. And
days.
I don't know what percentage I'd say, but it's way over 50%. They get off it completely.
Yep, I agree.
So,
fairness, Terry, any doctor will tell you that if you can just lose weight, if you got high blood pressure or you have diabetes, that's normal. But the problem is the doctors don't tell them how to lose weight unless you're excited about 4.6 pounds in 3 months. I mean, you can do that if you want. And that's not going to do any damn good, right?
So it's weird because I was under, this is how stupid I am. And I just learned something else from you. You know, I always thought that diabetes and so just came from eating sweet stuff. It has, that has something to do with it, but you just talked about, but it really doesn't, does it?
Mm. Well, it's the pancreas being compromised where it can't, what happens is the body becomes so saturated that the insulin no longer works. That's called insulin resistance. And that's the first step before someone goes into a diabetic situation. And in a diabetic situation, your body's not making enough insulin to deal with the massive amount of sugar.
Love it.
And that's what I'm telling you. In order to drive the blood sugar down, you have to increase the insulin even more. But really what insulin is doing, the cells are already completely saturated. Think of a wet sponge. the medication forces more sugar into a cell that's already totally saturated. That's, I mean, it helps, but it's, you know, the long range impact. You know, a late stage diabetics, they get, you know, necrosis, which is the rotting away of the flesh, et cetera, because the cells, they're not meant to carry that much sugar inside the cell.
Nice.
Does that make sense?
That makes total sense. Yeah,
and in all of our processed foods, I mean, we talk about how to shop in the grocery. I mean, every one of our processed foods, it's the perfect combination of sugars and salts to get you to that bliss point. Yeah. And so any processed food is going to create problems for diabetics. Mm-hmm.
There you go. Awesome. Well, guys, thank you so much for another informative show. We want to remind you guys, if you want to order, the phone number and everything else is listed right here on the explanation of today's show. They have coaches. They will talk you through everything. If you have a specific question you need answered, you know, one you might be a little too embarrassed to, or you don't want Peter to rip you a new one, you could go ahead and talk to them, and they'll, you know, they're not, it's not a sales job. Okay. Just go over there and talk to them, and then you'll be able to make your own decision whether you want to get on the right path or not. So there you go. The phone number is listed, and we'll talk to you guys next week for another Go Cleanse Health conversation. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, sir.